Communities across Cape York are bracing for destructive winds and torrential rain as Cyclone Trevor heads for far north Queensland. The Category 3 system is expected to cross the coast later today, as Stephanie Smale reports.
Locals on Cape York know what it takes to survive a cyclone. Barry Mully owns the Exchange Hotel in the town of Cowan. He made it back with supplies late yesterday, just before police closed the road into town.
Mate, we've got enough food in the hotel now. If it was to be the worst, which it's not looking good at this stage, the wind's starting to howl now, and we would have enough food in this hotel if matters come to the worst to feed the town for the best part of 6 to 8 weeks. 1,400 bottles of water, which is 2 full pallets of water, probably 150, 200 kilos of meat. Yeah, we've got the town pretty well ready, mate.
Barry Mully is planning to stay in his hotel to ride out the Category 3 storm. He says most of the buildings in town aren't cyclone rated, but there are newer buildings where locals can take shelter. It's not his first cyclone, but he's worried about Trevor's force.
Mate, we're going to get smashed, I think. I really do think this time around. We've managed to dodge it in the last 10 years we've lived here. We were here with Cyclone Monica and made a hell of a mess of the roads, but no damage to any buildings. And let's just hope that's the same way with this one here, but this one might be a little bit more severe than what Monica was.
Cyclone Trevor is expected to cross the coast further north near Lockhart River later today. Bruce Gunn from the Bureau of Meteorology says it's a dangerous system.
The very destructive core of severe tropical cyclone Trevor is expected to have wind gusts up to 220 kilometres per hour. That makes it a high-end Cat 3 system. It's not a big cyclone, but it is severe in intensity. Heavy rainfall is also a risk with this system. We could expect falls of anywhere between 200 to 400 millimetres per day.
Queensland Police are door-knocking in the area to make sure residents are safe. Chief Superintendent Brian Huxley says people have been warned to take shelter by early afternoon. He says there are concerns for those who might be in the region who don't understand the danger the weather system could put them in.
Don't be complacent with this. People up in this area are well used to these sorts of big weather systems. I think they're really well prepared. But my concern, I suppose, is those people who are maybe new to the area, any tourists or others who might be out and about, really got to take cover.
The Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, has warned anyone in the region to heed safety warnings and work with local authorities to stay out of harm's way.
When the winds start intensifying this afternoon at 1 p.m, we want everyone to be in a place of safety. But I do need everybody to listen to the authorities, make sure you have your radio on, and the teams are out there getting people the most up-to-date information. Once again, our priority is for people to be safe. There is a lot of work that has gone in behind the scenes over the last week to make sure that the communities are well prepared. And if everybody listens to authorities, we will get through this together.
The Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk. That report from Stephanie Smale.